Once again, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here. I find it curious that sometimes there are similarities in what's going on in our lives and in the events in our faith lives. I think Mother's Day and Ascension, for me, are an example of that this time. It's interesting the similarities between the two events. Our mothers gave us human life. Our fathers were involved too, but our mothers gave us this life and nurtured us and fed us. And the Ascension is also a rebirth. It's a promise of that divine life. It's a fulfillment for Jesus. That Ascension can be seen as a moment of rebirth for all believers, because where He opened heaven, we will follow. And Jesus, who shared our humanity, has entered into the inner life of God. There is a flesh and blood, flesh and bone, human being dwelling in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in the middle of it is a human being with flesh and blood. Second person of the Holy Trinity is completely human. Pope Benedict has said that man has found an everlasting place in God. So where do we go when we die? See if that's better. So where do we go when we die? Well, for baptized believers, we believe we're already in Christ. We're already there. We've been baptized. We go to heaven because we're already in Christ. Our bodies will wear out. That will happen. This flesh machine was only made to last only so long. And the early church taught that, like Jesus taught them, that we will all fall asleep. But for the baptized, we will awake and rise again. Mystery? Of course it's a mystery. But it's our truth. It's the witness that the gospel gives us. We will have resurrected bodies like Jesus in heaven. And Jesus appeared to his apostles after his resurrection. As we heard, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And then he ascended to the Father. Jesus' ascension is our path to the Father, our way, our destiny. That's where we're going, into his ascension. Now, if we lose our way along the way, we rebel against Christ or deny him, which we see happening a lot, then we depart from him because we reject that path. We reject our own destiny. And for Jesus' part, what on earth would we have to look forward to if he did not ascend into heaven? Jesus' ascension is our destiny. The ascension is our journey. We will travel this journey. And Jesus gave us food for the journey when he gave us his body and blood. Let's go back and listen carefully to the words that Jesus said when he told us, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. That's a promise of eternal life. He gave us his body and blood so that he could remain with us and we could remain with him forever. Now, you've heard me ask this question of you before. I don't think I can ask it too many times. Do you want to live forever? You want to live forever? Hello, are you awake? You want to live forever? Well, you're going to because you're baptized. But you still have some things you got to do. Three things. Now, you tell me if this is too hard to do. First, don't miss Mass. Third commandment of the Ten Commandments is keep holy the Sabbath. That's 3,000 or 4,000 years old. And rules that the commandments that God gave to Moses. Don't miss Mass. Is that hard? Keep holy the Sabbath. Don't miss Mass. That's number one. Number two, receive Holy Communion as often as possible. One of the great sins of our generation is a lot of people are leaving the practice of Mass and receiving Holy Communion. It's an insult to his gift. That is precisely why Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary in the Sacred Heart when he made those revelations, and his instructions to her was, over 350 years ago, almost 350 years ago, he said, receive Holy Communion as often as you can. And the third thing he said was, and when you fall off the bicycle, go to confession. And we all fall off the bicycle. And that's when you go back to the confessional so you can get back in the communion line again. If you do these three things, don't miss Mass, receive Holy Communion every chance you get, and go to confession when you need to, you have Jesus' promise of eternal life that we received in our baptism. How much does Jesus love us, and how much does he want us to live with him? Well, he's given us his body and his blood. He's also shared with us his Sacred Heart. The signs are he loves us. On June 3rd this year, we will celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Jesus told Margaret Mary almost 350 years ago, I ask of you that the Friday after the octave of Corpus Christi be set apart for a special feast to honor my heart by communicating. He meant by receiving Holy Communion. On that day, and making reparation to it by a solemn act, in order to make amends for the indignities which it has received during the time it has been exposed on the altar. That was the message revealed to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque on the Feast of Corpus Christi, sometime around 1675. Our Feast of Corpus Christi is the last Sunday in May, and the Friday after that is the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And we learn from that devotion, that warning, that message, that gift, that Jesus wants us to receive Holy Communion as often as we can. Frequent communion was not encouraged during the lifetime of St. Margaret Mary. It was discouraged by the authorities, by the teaching of the bishops and the priests at the time. There was a great heresy called Jansenism going on at the time. Jesus appeared to her and encouraged her to receive as often as possible. And we learned that from those revelations that receiving Holy Communion not only is for our eternal life, but also to make reparations. It's part of our sacrifice to make reparations for the indignities that we have shown the Blessed Sacrament when we miss Mass or when we're not reverent, when we don't recognize the great gift he's given us. This is food for the journey. This is how we enter into the ascension. Jesus' ascension is our destiny. It's waiting for us. And Jesus shows us the way by asking us to practice our faith, to come to Mass and receive his body and blood so that we may be with him and he may be with us forever.